Wake with Jake Show, the 405 Buzz.
On the phone with me now is Dr. Wu and Dr. Martin from OSU Turfgrass Sciences. Gentlemen, how are we?
We are good. How are you?
Very good. And as a kind of a novice, I don't know, lawn guy, and always trying to beat out my competition, which is our afternoon girl, and having the best lawn, I was really interested when I heard on News 9 that there is a new Bermuda grass that has been introduced, the first kind of new grass since 2011. Tell us about it.
Well, the new Bermuda grass is a hybrid Bermuda between common and African Bermuda, selected for really special traits. It's very fine textured, beautiful grass. It'll be great on sports fields, golf courses, and also very high quality home lawns. Very fine textured and dense, improved water use efficiency, improved drought resistance, and also still retains the excellent cold resistance that Oklahoma State University Bermuda grasses are known for.
And it is called Tahoma 31. And it's not just something that was developed overnight, though. You all had been working on this for quite some time, I understand.
Yes, sir. And I started in 2006.
Now, with the fact that it has 18% less water needs, was that something you all went into hoping to develop with this new hybrid Bermuda type?
Yes, that's one major target. We got a funding from U.S. Department of Agriculture. With this special grass, this grass has a deep root and a reduced amount of water needed to maintain healthy growth.
So when it comes to the soil type, mainly for around Oklahoma, sometimes it's known to be kind of more clayey, that red dirt style soil type. Will it take special preparation to make sure those roots get as deep as they need to go?
Actually, this grass doesn't have special soil needs. Like most Bermuda grasses, it's adapted on either sands, through your silts, and even into clays. Very much the same good management practices that you would use on any other common Bermuda grass or hybrid Bermuda grass are going to produce a great lawn. It has a lower water use rate, higher water use efficiency.
Sure.
And mowing heights, it's adapted anywhere from a quarter of an inch to about an inch and a half.
Very low and tight cut. Now, does that require only a reel type mower, or can you use the rotary on this?
The rotary mowers are actually adapted for being set down to about an inch and a half to an inch and a quarter at their lowest setting. So right at the end of that lowest setting on your typical walk behind 22 inch wide rotary mowers, you can still get a good quality of cut on these hybrid Bermuda grasses like Tahoma 31.
Tahoma 31 is cold, tolerant, drought resistant, early spring green up. It's something very exciting coming from Oklahoma State University. Dr. Wu, Dr. Martin joining us here on the phone. Sod by Sherry in Yukon is what I understand here in the Oklahoma City metro area. It will be a particular sod farm that will have this available, and it's going to be available sometime very soon, correct?
Yes, we believe later this year or early in 2019, and if you happen to have any folks on the eastern part of the state, the Riverview Sod Ranch around Leonard will also be the other producer in Oklahoma initially.
It's Dr. Wu, Dr. Martin from Oklahoma State University. Thank you all for your time today.
Thank you. You all are welcome.
Thanks for having us.
The 405 Buzz.